Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with local historian Michael Zaws as part of a series about local history and civil rights in observation of Black History Month. This is part two of the series.
Soon after the Civil War, we had a large number, and by saying a large number, I don't know the exact figure, but we had a large number of Black families that lived in Washington County. And Civil War soldiers would go fight and then come back on leave. And a lot of times they would bring a Black family here, especially if they lived on a farm. They might have that family live on the farm and help the family while they were back at war. And this is very close to me in that one of my grandfathers had been a slave, married a white woman, and about the only state that he could live in without being arrested was Iowa. So he came and lived with his wife near Westchester. And so my family is descended from a freed slave that came to live in our county. So there were a number of these families here. On South Avenue C was the Shorter African Methodist Episcopal Church. And that was a church that started here in 1862 and was torn down in, I would say, just in the 1970s. Most people, that was a long time ago. But the church lasted until the 1970s. Had a very active congregation. And this denomination, the African Methodist Episcopal, was the first independent Black denomination in the United States. And the one here in Washington was one of the very first. So that church was very active. I used to hear people say that in the early 1900s that the music that came from that church was so outstanding that on Sunday nights when they would have gospel singing that white people would be lined up in their carriages all around the block listening to the music. I don't know whether any of them ever went inside, but they appreciated what was coming out from that church. John Brown, who perhaps more than any other person brought the whole event of the Civil War to a head. He certainly didn't cause it, but he was one that really focused what led to the Civil War. And John Brown was active in Iowa. He was in Springdale by West Branch and recruited people there to join with him to go to Kansas to keep the territory of Kansas from becoming a slave territory. They tried very hard to keep the number of slave states and free states equal. And there was always the worry from either side, if the other side got one more state, they could control it. So he wanted to keep Kansas a free territory because then it would become a free state. He recruited in the area. He got to Wassenville. Wassenville is on the English River right north of Wellman. And he stayed there for a while. He had a horse or mule or something that was lame and he needed it very badly and he needed it to heal. So he recruited there in Washington County, recruited from Wassenville, and he had some people from Crawfordsville that also joined him that went to fight in Kansas. And eventually, of course, John Brown went to Harper's Ferry, Virginia to take over the arsenal to arm the slaves so that they would rise up and free themselves. Well, John Brown was captured, and he and a number of his people, including some from Iowa, none from Washington County, but others from Iowa, were hung at Harper's Ferry. But that just brought everything to a head and eventually the Civil War. Another part of this that's very important in Washington County, slavery was a political issue. And Iowa has always been a political state. I think we're maybe over political now since we're running for president and it's not going to happen for a long time yet. But a group of people from a number of different backgrounds got together at the Seceder, and Seceder is an old term for Presbyterian, got together at the Seceder Church in Crawfordsville in February of 1854. And they met there for several days. The main thing that united these people who came from very different political backgrounds, the main view was the view on slavery. And they started a party that would be one of their main things was to do away with slavery. So in February of 1854, the Republican Party started in Crawfordsville, Iowa, and its main unifying factor was it was anti-slavery. Very, very important. Now, by using the term Republican, that party has changed its thrust over the years, but it started as purely anti-slavery and supported African Americans. Another thing that I think is interesting, that I don't know if there are others like this or not, but Bethel Presbyterian Church, which was just northeast of Washington and was taken down just last year, was founded in 1863, and it's one of its ordinances of founding was it would do everything possible to fight slavery. So it started right in the Civil War, and it didn't have the in their ordinances, the first one wasn't to, you know, serve the local community as much as it was that that local community would be against slavery. And I think that's a very significant thing that we don't often think about, that churches sometimes really were against some of this. Some churches took no stand at all, and the Quaker Church took a stand, and the Presbyterian, particularly the Associate, which later became the Reformed Presbyterian Church, both of those were probably the two biggest in anti-slavery movement.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with local historian Michael Zaz talking about local history and civil rights in observation of Black History Month. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.